Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabweans in the diaspora who contribute about more than $1.8 billion annually, but have no say at all when it comes to the country's framing of any policy in the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
How Zimbabweans should be engaging with political issues back home, how they can engage in collective action, organize coherently and build strategies. And there were questions about what those strategies should be, whether it's realistic to try and get a diaspora vote, whether it's realistic to try and get the diaspora to go home and vote in forthcoming elections.
What does it mean to be the diaspora, and how can we position the diaspora in the national agenda in Zimbabwe in such a way that Zimbabwe benefits, to say, how can we be integrated back as contributors to the development agenda? So, how can we then make sure that our Zimbabweans back home, labo baba mungela futhi ukuthi asobantu abahamba baye emazweni babe ngabantu bezizweni bakhohlakala. So kulendlela kumele siyilungise ukuthi umuntu mayise eZimbabwe ese South Africa umbe America. Kumele futhi amukelwe America le South Africa amukelwe futhi ekhaya. Kungabe lo ndubo lokuthi kasakwazi ukuthi vele ungumZimbabwe ngayiphindlela.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabweans in the diaspora and how they can contribute to nation building.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been asked to start influencing the direction of the country by directly or indirectly getting involved in economic, social and political issues back home. Alexandra Betts, director of the Refugees Studies Centre at the University of Oxford, says running away and having nothing to do with the country will not solve Zimbabwe's problems.
It is an undeniable fact that Zimbabwe has a strong skilled and non-skilled diaspora population, mainly in South Africa, the United States, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and many other countries. And it is estimated that over 3 million Zimbabweans are in the diaspora, and they regularly send money back home to sustain their families. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those that have got access to Skype, our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah. Onguka Gibbs, nasi tlauti tingetichi taura. Nezve vana vemuZimbabwe vari munyika dzakasiyana siyana nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Vamwe vakatiza zvematongerwo enyika, vamwe vakaenda kunotsvaga mafuro manyoro, vamwe vari kuchikoro. Vana ava veZimbabwe, vamwe vari muSouth Africa, vamwe vari kuBritain, vamwe vari muno muAmerica nedzimwe nyika dzakasiyana siyana. Asi mubvunzo ndewekuti chii chingaitwe nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika izvi nehurumende kuti vaite mushandira pamwe kuti paonekwe kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika ava vabatsirawo sei mukugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Gibbs.
Yevambe Zulu, kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona emhlabeni wonke nje jikelele. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi abantu beZimbabwe abahlala emazweni achiyeneyo kambe bengenzani ukuthi balungise okuhluphayo kona ngale eZimbabwe. Lapha sikhuluma ngokuningi, sibe nxa sikhuluma ngesikolo siyakwazi ukuthi kukhona okuhluphayo, nxa sikhuluma ngezombangazwe kukhona njalo okuhluphayo, nxa sikhuluma ngumnotho kungani lakho liyakwazi ukuthi kume njani. Yes, izwile ke kulo Alexandra Betts onguye ke ongani ubambe khona ngale University of Oxford okuthiwa yama studies kumbe ngithi imfundo yesiphepheli, uthi hayi ukubalekela iqiniso akwenzi ngoba abantu kumele bebone ukuthi bayalilanda iqiniso bakwenze khonokho abakwenzayo nxa ukuthi befuna ukuthi bakutshintshwe khona ngale ke eZimbabwe. Yes, siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi sibili abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo anjenge-United Kingdom, kule Canada, kule Australia, kule United States, kule ndawo eziningi e-United Arab Emirates, ngizokuthi abakhona futhi blessing abahlala khona ngale futhi. Yes, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithi abantu laba bengenzani ukuthi baguqule okukhona khona ngale eZimbabwe. Ye, lisifonele kanye nasi nombolo siyalifonela khona ngapho lapha elikhona. Inombolo ke izithi 001-202-619-2077. Nxa ke lifuna ukusithumezela umlayezelo nge-WhatsApp, inombolo zithi 1-202-465-0318. Kasiqhubeke mfowethu.
And I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Daniel Molokele. He's a lawyer and he's also from the group, the Zimbabwe Diaspora Forum. Mr. Molokele, good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
And thank you so much for joining us.
I also appreciate you inviting me to your program.
First, let's talk about your group, which obviously was formed to ensure that there's interaction between those in the diaspora and the government. Have you, in all the years that you have been operational, managed to bring the government and the diaspora community close together, or there's still a gap?
I think for me, the most important thing is that every Zimbabwean, wherever they are in the world, they should never be disengaged from their motherland. For me, it's a sacrosanct position. No government in Harare, no government in Zimbabwe should ever create a law that disengages its own people. To define someone who was born and raised in Zimbabwe foreigner is unpardonable for me. So that's the starting point, that we need to make sure that every Zimbabwean, wherever they are in the world, they continue to be tied up to their motherland, because it is to the advantage of the motherland that we benefit from the investment we have done on this human resource capital that is now scattered all over the world. Zimbabwe needs to reap its own harvest. And so it is an own goal, as they say in football, for Zimbabwe to say to its own children, because you have gotten citizenship in another country, you are no longer a Zimbabwean. You find a Shona coming to Harare and being told you are a British. It's really unacceptable. So that's something that I'm passionate about. Zimbabweans outside Zimbabwe must remain Zimbabweans until they die. And their children must remain Zimbabweans. Their children's children must remain Zimbabweans. We as Zimbabwe, we need to change our statutory framework, our constitutional context, our legal framework, everything, to make sure that we continue to harness the potential that the diaspora can invest in our own country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Molokele, and please do stay on the line. And Gibbs, we have our second guest, that is Ms. Muyalin Nyawundi, who is also a lawyer, and she's here in the U.S. Ms. Nyawundi, good evening. Here in the U.S. Ms. Nyawundi, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe Gibbs, you can...
Ms. Nyawundi, we are trying to find out here, what can Zimbabweans do for, you know, their own country, you know, back home, especially those that are staying in the diaspora?
That's a pretty loaded question. First, I would like to start off by saying that for you to say, or for everyone to say, what can Zimbabweans in the diaspora start to do towards contributing to Zimbabwe, I would like to say that the starting point is maybe what more can Zimbabweans do towards contributing towards the country? Because as you have already said, Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been sending money back home. If my history serves me correct, at some point Zimbabweans in the diaspora contributed to at least 10% of the gross domestic product of the country. So I think it's an injustice to say that Zimbabweans haven't in the diaspora have need to start. I think the question is, what more can Zimbabweans in the diaspora do? And there's a whole, it's unlimited as to the potential that Zimbabweans in the diaspora can do. It's unlimited in terms of an investment, just probably advocacy work. Since I'm a human rights attorney, my opinions will probably lean towards human rights work that they can do in here in the United States or any other country towards improving the human rights situation in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ms. Nyaunde, and do stay on the line. Of course, she is on Skype. We have another guest, right? That is Mrs. Lucia Dube, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group, Gibbs.
Mrs. Dube, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Is it Gibbs or Blessing?
It's Gibbs and Blessing.
Okay. Good evening, Gibbs. Yeah.
Good evening.
I was feeling a little bit deprived of my right, you know. So now, what is your take on this issue, you know, concerning Zimbabweans and their ties to their country?
Right. I think, first of all, maybe thank you for organizing this forum, although notice. Yes, I would have loved to be informed when there was no time. Anyway, mm-hmm. Right, what can we do? I think I do agree with Nyaundi that it's a question of what more can be done, because mm-hmm. I think from the onset when many people left the country, the first thing that they did when they arrived in their new countries was to think of back home, starting to contribute in terms of sending money and so on, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. they were thinking of their relatives and so on. Yeah, and then, right, I think we are well placed here in these countries where there are so many opportunities in terms of knowledge, in terms of learning new ways of mm-hmm. living sort of running countries. Not that you are saying it's the good way or what, but at least we have been exposed to these kind of, whether we call them democracies or what, but where things are done in certain ways. And then we can learn and try and come up with our own probably development models mm-hmm. back home. For example, I can say, right, Zimbabwe is a very rich country with so many mineral resources, yeah? Mm-hmm. And, well, with those resources, do we really need aid as a country? That's one of the questions that we can ask ourselves. We have any experts that can help us or that can sort of try and see how we can use those resources in terms of economic development for the country. And then, secondly, I think for us to be effectively engaged back home, mm-hmm. we need to be clear about the national agenda. By this, I mean, it shouldn't be an agenda of one political party. There should be an agenda of the country. Political parties can buy into. And then when these political parties come out to campaign out there, mm-hmm. they are talking to people and showing how best they can sort of implement this agenda.
Ngicela ukuthi ungatshedi mama, uhlale ndawonye, ifoni yakho ingazani yaqhumeka mpijana. Qeda khonapho 10 seconds mama.
Right, okay, right. So I was just talking about this national agenda that we need to be clear about that in order for us mm-hmm. to buy into, because right now we've only been sending these monies just to keep our people going. Mm-hmm. But it would be good to collectivize probably these remittances somehow so that they can contribute effectively to the national agenda of the country. And then one last thing is our country has got this debt which is hanging over it. What can we do in the diaspora to sort of solve this problem of the debt? Because we live in the countries where some of these debts were created. Maybe let me stop there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Of course, we'll come back to you for those mm-hmm. of you who are just joining us. We are talking about Zimbabweans in the diaspora and how they can shape policy in Harare. Of course, they are contributing more than 1.8 billion annually in remittances. So I think they have a genuine right to ask for certain freedoms. Tine mutereri wedu ari kuBotswana wekutanga vamangena makadi. Aiwa tiripoti ndauti kuti muti taurise zvishoma. Muri kuona sei nyaya yevana veZimbabwe vari kunze vangabatsira sei?
Vana veZimbabwe ndingabatsira dzakasiyana siyana chero ndakada zvezvimbabwe ndikaita kuti ndambodzika zvimbabwe ndingamuitei kuti ndingamuzvira kuti kasoti kangu ndimpleyari vanhu vaviri vanoitawo business katinestanda asi ndikatarisa zviri kuitika zimbabwe hazvizvekuti munhu ngawakaitawo dressing kuamerica wobva tiwa mari yako ndoenda kuzimbabwe imagina kuti one day mutiwa mari yako tindoedanegodi anoita farming chanze wanto start farming because the farmers have been saved away. You start farming after several months, one day in the morning you find so many one-day supporters are in your field. They're telling you you are an American, go back to America. What's that? So the thing we should do is we must raise a new leadership in Zimbabwe before we start anything of that matter. Those things doesn't work better. This is a wasted night.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamangena.
The best thing we must have a new leadership because our leadership is full of nonsense and sense.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamangena. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, but unfortunately the line was breaking, but essentially what he's saying is that it's very difficult to invest in Zimbabwe because of the policy flip-flops. He says you invest in something and then the next thing, there are these youths who come and seize your business. And he's also saying that, you know, there's need actually for a political change in Zimbabwe before we even start to talk about investment. That's his view.
What says okay? Umnumzana Rapson also South Africa ututi lapetongwe. Baba Rapson, unga uchona njani?
Chani nesinazwini.
Yeah, uwana njani wata balolo?
Wata balolo lona luche, kotwa vile. Vele loko kuwe khulunywa ngubaba uMangena lapho la ngimzile ngendaba le ama 51% le ngoba sesaba mpela kuna kudala ngilana eSouth Africa ngilabo 28 years ngoba ngoba ukuthi bona ma kungaba into enhle mpela le mqondo lo kodwa ke sesaba khona lokho ukuthi ungavula ibhizinisi kusase uhulumeni uyangenela yabona ngabe kakulamba ngazo kumabhizinisi kuprivate kupublic sector ngabe kungcono. So into esiyisabayo khona ingqondo enhle kodwa-ke siyesaba khona lokho nje ukuthi kusasa i-government ivuka ijikile namhla yakutshela ukuthi ngena uzoinvesta kusasa uyathathela okungokwakho.
Poke kuyagcina ngani baba i-Rapson?
Kusho ukuthi kuyogcina ngakho khona ukuthi sihlale emazweni
kambe kweba njalo
ngoba khona manje awubone nje iminyaka esengiyihlala e-South Africa ukuthi isimengangakanani
28 years. So kodwa kungekwa guqulwa ngezindlela ukuthi kulunge ngombono wakho?
Ukuguqula ngaphandle kokuthi kona uhulumeni engangeneleli ku-public sector ngoba i-public sector vele ayihlangananga lohulumeni.
So ke ungatshelani izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingaphandle kwelizwe ngokuthi kumele zenzeni?
Izizalwane ezingaphandle kwelizwe vele akula lutho ezizolenza ngaphandle kokuthi kuphela kuze kutshintshe uhulumeni, kungene omunye uhulumeni ozovumela abantu ukuthi uma be-investa yena kangeneli endabeni zabo kubhizinisi yabo ngoba ibhizinisi nje lama-factory wonke avaliwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumeni bengenela kubhizinisi zabantu abangaphandle ethi kona ngoba abantu why be-investa ephinde futhi ethi wena ngathatha imali manje iprofit yakho ukuthi ukuthi awugain lutho so ukuthi ibusiness ikho kazivala zivaliswa ukuthi abatholi iprofit labantu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Rapson, siyethemba ukuthi kuzalungalini la ungathi nokusasa.
Yeah, siyabonga.
According to Mr. Rapson, you know, the indigenization program is a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, he says you can't trust the government. If you invest in Zimbabwe, you know, mm-hmm. they can take away your business at any time. Mm-hmm. But if there was that policy in which, you know, the government would not intervene in any business matters, mm-hmm. then things would be okay. But mm-hmm. it appears as if it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. So he says he's been staying in South Africa for 28 years. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't see an end to that. You know, that includes other Zimbabweans as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
Tight corner.
We also have people who are contributing on our WhatsApp app. First, we have Patricia who says, at the end of the day, we realized a little too late that it was never about white men's rule. It was simply about those in power oppressing the masses, regardless of color. And it is suffer continue even up to today. Look at what happened in 1980. People lost their lives and only a few benefited. Even if we go to war, isn't it that history is likely to repeat itself? We have tried voting. That did not work. So what else are we to do? Wilson says in Zimbabwe, there is no work. It will be, this has actually forced many Zimbabweans to go in the diaspora. If there is income, people will stay in Zimbabwe. Daniel Mzenda says, Zimbabwe is our country and people in the diaspora should have a say in the rebuilding of the country. The state of affairs in the country is in a sorry state. Companies have closed. Infrastructure is dilapidated. Yet Zimbabwe is the best technocrats dotted around the globe. The political leaders should stop bickering and should start to engage the diaspora to build the country. Milton says, never ever, that will not work since the country is under the rule of dictators. Claudia says, no, the reason why most Zimbabweans ran away is physical abuse, torture, and political victimization. There is also economic instability as a result of political instability. And the Zimbabwe situation will be difficult for those outside the country to influence. Tsitsi says, I think people in the diaspora ran away from poverty to find greener pastures, so they will not be able to influence anything. Alex says, not at all. The direction will best come from within Zimbabwe, as they are directly affected by the biting economy. A person next door will never influence what you are to have for meals today. Those in the diaspora are not conversant with the facts on the ground. Knowledge from Chinoy says, it's a constitutional right for every Zimbabwean to be, for every Zimbabwean inside or outside the country to have a say in the affairs of his or her country. But unfortunately, it's a different story for the diasporians, since they are disenfranchised of their constitutional rights to vote, the constitutional right to vote, rather, of which it is the only way they can influence the direction of their country. The bottom line is they are not capable of influencing the direction of the country unless they are accorded their right to vote.
Huh. And then on Facebook, we've got several messages too. We've got one from Mokwena Daniels who says, yes, they can unite, mobilize, and fight to liberate their country from the ever evil hands of ZANU-PF. These pieces of so-called opposition parties must reunite and form a big opposition party so that they can beat ZANU-PF in the next elections and take Zimbabwe to a better future. Then we've got Munyalatsi Tadelera who writes, ZANU-PF is the engine of everything in Zimbabwe. As long as they are still holding onto power, nothing will change in our lives. Mm-hmm. Then of what Tanya who writes, yeah, it's true that than to always cry without real action from abroad. We all need something tangible from this government. Mm-hmm. The decision lies in our hands. Then Colin Matsilele writes, that's a good idea because most of the people in the diaspora are the most skilled ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then High Priest Musabengana writes, that's true. Let us also contribute in everything back home for the better of our lovely country, Zimbabwe. Charles Mutukwa writes, given the history of ZANU-PF, this is just a talk show that will achieve nothing. We cannot build anything with this regime in power. We should vote them out, then build the economy under a new leadership. Then of course, Thamsanqa Mlilo who says, I'm not sure what Alexander Bates means by start. when Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been directly and indirectly influencing the economic, social and political environment in Zimbabwe. Ever since the political and economic meltdown, it could have been a drop in an ocean, but the ocean would be a drop less without it.
Interesting. Mr. Molokele, it appears the jury is divided. You have heard what the people are saying. What is your take on what Zimbabweans are saying about those in the diaspora?
I think they are basically saying the same thing, just looking at it from different angles. The bottom line is that you, as I said in my opening remarks, we need to regularize the citizenship and identity of Zimbabweans outside the country. From a national point of view, they should never be disengaged from the motherland legally. And from that point of view, when they are recognized as citizens outside the country, they can then play a meaningful role from a policy point of view. We need a government that's going to be able to have a clear national policy on the diaspora. And then Zimbabweans outside the country can position themselves based on the opportunities that and the responsibilities that come through that national policy framework. So other people believe that the present political situation does not allow for the diaspora to be consulted and engaged, which is the reality on the ground. So that's why I'm saying they're looking at it from different point of views. But the ideal situation is that we need a government here in Zimbabwe that recognizes the potential of the diaspora. And my thesis is that Zimbabwe's biggest asset is not the natural resources that it has. We know that it is mining, it is agriculture, it is tourism. But I think the biggest asset for Zimbabwe in the long term is the human resource capital that it has. We can never quantify the value of the millions of Zimbabweans, the potential investment they can do in the country. But we need to accept that they are being treated like foreigners at the moment.
Thank you.
Ms. Nyaundi?
Ms. Nyaundi, are you still on the line?
Very interesting views from a lot of the people listening in, and I would like to agree with One Knowledge, who said definitely every Zimbabwean is a citizen of Zimbabwe and has the right to vote in Zimbabwe. And it's unfortunate that the issues of dual citizenship, and I will not go into the pros and cons of dual citizenship, but a lot of countries, not just the United States, allow citizens outside of their countries to vote. And I don't see why, Zimbabweans should not be afforded the same opportunity. Of course, there would be questions as to the electoral system and how feasible that is. But there are models that Zimbabwe can copy from. You'd be surprised. I wouldn't want to go into details of whether ZANU-PF should go or not go, but you'd be surprised that there maybe several diasporans would vote for the government, the present government. So there should be an opportunity for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to be able to vote. But voting is not just the only way in which Zimbabweans can influence economics, the policy, and so forth. There are other ways in which we can do so. And I think the one thing that has not Zimbabweans, just Africans have been attacked on is not playing an active role in their own countries. For example, you have foreign organizations here, let's say USAID or any other foreign organizations, lobbying their governments on behalf of Zimbabweans. But you wonder where the Zimbabweans in the diaspora are. You'd expect, if possible, Zimbabweans within the diaspora form organizations outside the diaspora, lobby governments here for whatever change or influence they would want to impact their countries, and not wait for foreign individuals who have no personal link towards the country. You'd expect people who have a personal link to be more in the forefront. I attended one organized by the Four Women's Action Group, which is a organization based here in the United States, formed by a Darfurian woman who advocates for change within Sudan. So I would like to see more organizations like that here in the United States or any other foreign country, which are founded by Zimbabweans who are here for whatever reason, trying to influence or impact their governments through using...
Ms. Nyaundi, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Molokele and Mrs. Dube and our callers. Mkoma Gilbert, Rambai Muriparunari.
No, Mnumzana Temba, Mr. Temba in Manikaland. Stay tuned today.
Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here, but we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.